Today is the Reign of Christ Sunday. We celebrate the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, I just want to give you a thought on this theme, the Reign of Christ, this morning for you all to reflect. In the ancient times, the ancient days, old days, a person became a king mainly because of three things. One, because of his might. If you are a mighty person, you may become a king. Secondly, because of his physical strength. If you are a smart person, tall, big man, then you may become a king. And thirdly, if you have power, if you have wealth, then you may become a king. So in tribal times, what happened was two such people fight, and the person who is winning became the king. So because of the might, because of the physical strength, the feature, and also the power and the wealth, one person could become king in the ancient times. When we come to the life of the people of Israel, the concept of the kingship was different. People of Israel believed God is our king. And we don't want another king. And that is why they always look to the Lord. For everything in their life, they look to the Lord. They lived in an environment where they saw kings ruling different nations. So the king had a palace, the king had his own ministers, the king had his own people. So the people's task was to serve the king. And the king's task is to protect the people from enemies, protect the people in wars. And also, work for the prosperity of the land and the nation. And this is the task of the king. Until Samuel, the great prophet in the Old Testament, the people of Israel was focusing on God because God was their king. But ultimately what happened? The people of Israel also wanted a human king. And then they went to Samuel and pleaded, "We want a king. We want a king." Then Samuel had to explain, if you appoint a human king, these repercussions will take place. Now you're ready to take all these things. And they accepted. Finally, Samuel had no option other than to appoint the first king of Israel. King who? King Saul. King Saul. So here, people of Israel disregarded the kingship of God. And they wanted a human king. And after that, they had lots of problems, issues, difficulties to carry out their normal life, ordinary day-to-day life. And ultimately what happened? Now, because of the prophet's words or the revelation of God to prophets, they expected another anointed person, that is Messiah. And that is why this the gospel text today for us, John chapter 18, verses 37 to 33 to 37, we read about the kingship of the Lord Jesus. And as I said at the beginning of the service, from today we conclude the Christian calendar. This is the last Sunday of the Christian calendar today. And from coming Sunday, we begin the new Christian calendar for the year, for the new year, that is 2025. So coming Sunday will be the Advent Sunday. As you all know, Advent is arrival. Arrival of the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Lord. The Lord's arrival. So we have four Sundays to prepare, expecting the Messiah to come into us. According to Jesus, we see in this text, John chapter 18, Jesus is speaking about two kingdoms. In verse 36, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now, my kingdom is from another place." So we need to clearly understand, Jesus is talking about two kingdoms. And one is from this world, but Jesus is saying this, that my kingdom is not from this world. It's very important for us to understand what are these two kingdoms. Jesus also said once, "You live in this world, but you are not of this world." You live in this world, but you are not of this world. You have to very, very, very clearly understand this saying of Jesus. We are in this world, yes. We have to eat, drink, work, do everything. But Jesus says, you are not of this world. You are not of this world. What does it really mean? Again, in one point, Jesus says, the story of the Lazarus and the rich man. You know that story. And after this, Lazarus and the rich man died. The Lazarus was in the lap of the Abraham, and the rich man was suffering. The rich man wanted Lazarus to give him some water. And what was the response? He says, "There is no way to cross from here to there. You have already completed your kingdom. Now you have to accept whatever given for you." Lazarus is already completed his kingdom there, in this world. But now he is in the lap of the Abraham. Therefore, there is no way to cross from here to there. This world, according to Jesus, my dear friends, is full of satanic rules. satanic conditions, satanic evil acts. This world is full of material things. And also this world is conquered by the consumerism. This world is conquered by the mammon, the money. This world is full of darkness. This world is very selfish. And that is why Jesus is saying, you are in this world, but you are not of this world, because you were created in the image of God. Therefore, you need to live in this world, but with all the divine qualities that God has given to you. We need to clearly understand this. And Jesus is speaking about his kingdom. My kingdom is not from this world. It is from another place. What is this place? That is the kingdom of God. That is the kingdom of God. The reign of God, reign of Christ. The Father God brought all under the rule of Jesus Christ. He is the king. He gave all the authority to the Lord Jesus. Therefore, my dear friends, as we celebrate Jesus' kingship today, as we acknowledge the reign of Christ today, it's very important for us to understand. Though we live in this world, as I said, we need to eat, drink, walk, do everything in this world, remember that we are not of this world. We are not fashioned, shaped, nourished according to this world. But we have the divine qualities. We have the divine qualities. So we need to practice those divine qualities even though we are living in this world. And if we are doing so, there we witness the kingship of the Lord Jesus. Otherwise, we witness to the kingship of Satan in this world. If we are caught up with this world, if we are oppressed by this world, there we witness to the Savior. So remember the divine quality that we need to put into practice in this world as long as we live. That's very important. Because we have a greater task, we have a greater aim and goal in our life. According to St. Augustine, he says, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. This will be our aim. This will be our goal, my dear friends, for our life, as we prepare our life for the Advent and conclude the Christian calendar from today. Let us be quiet.